Well, well, well. I thought I heard some of my castle's traps going off. The Holy Kingdom's forces certainly took their sweet time to get to this point, didn't they? Not for a lack of trying, of course. I've been fending off your pathetic soldiers for weeks now. You must be one of the best your kingdom could muster. Well, for the first human soldier I've met since I've begun my conquest, I suppose I can greet you properly. I am an archfiend of lust, summoned once every millennia from the overflowing abyss of mankind's immortality. I am the Demon Queen, and I have come to wage war on humanity to subjugate you all under demon rule. I'm surprised you made it to the throne room itself. Of course, most humans are so dull that they easily walk right into the most obvious traps my castle has. I'm even more surprised to see you didn't decide to turn and run back when the rest of your party was killed. Oh, awfully brave little soldier, aren't you? Still struggling, even in those bindings, and even as you have to look up to meet my gaze. I wonder what fell your little group first. Did the man-eating plants in my garden gobble them up? The animated armors guarding the halls bring them down in one swing? I heard the crushing walls, the incinerator, the electric rods. You're quite lucky. In the throne room, I replaced most of my killing traps with methods of capturing and containing my intruders. I find it nice to be able to see who has gotten so close to finally facing me. And for your effort, you'll be killed by me. Quickly and painlessly. Oh, don't be like that. Take your death with dignity. Once I behead your pretty face, I think. Wait a moment. Let me get another good look at you. Those eyes, that hair. You aren't just some mercenary the king ordered to come and try and fell me, are you? No. You're the prince of the kingdom, aren't you? Just like the one the prophecy said. When the Queen of Darkness has risen and has brought humanity to its knees, the kingdom's young prince will emerge and wield a holy sword and end her conquest. The kingdom's prince, who is destined to end my reign of terror and bring light back to the land. The hero of this world. My, you are. You're even cuter than I had imagined. A lot smaller than I had imagined as well. Your portraits don't do you justice, little prince. Of course, I am standing a good few feet taller than even the tallest of you humans. I imagine having to look up at my height is quite terrifying, isn't it? And if you are this so-called holy prince, that must make this weapon on your back the holy sword, right? Ah, yes, this is it, all right. The holy sword that is supposed to be the bane of my existence? Well, we can't have that now, can we? Imp, come here. Take this blade to my personal chambers. And inform the dungeon master to craft a tomb to store it in somewhere deep in the dark realm. Now then, with that little problem out of the way, I can properly focus on you, my little prince. My. I always imagined someone a bit more heroic, more chiseled, more muscular. And certainly more prepared to enter the castle of the Demon Queen. But I don't mind you at all. Small, easily overpowered, simple, cute. You're just my type. I bet you had all the ladies and nobility crawling all over you back in the castle, hmm? Someone as sweet as you, you'd be the perfect treat for them. And especially for me. What? You aren't going to answer me? I'm guessing you're either upset about your friends or the bindings I have you in. Well, if you promise to be a good boy, I suppose I can let you free. Though, just to be safe. Good. That was a simple vanishing spell. I sent your items and your clothes to the Dark Realm, which only leaves you bare and naked. All for me. Now that is a very scared face you have. Are you nothing without your little trinkets? My, you must be completely inexperienced then, aren't you? Such a scared and defenseless little hero. You almost make me feel bad, though not too bad. You've had that nervous expression since you've entered my castle, haven't you? And if I had to guess, our dear hero is probably some inexperienced young man who just so happened to be the one chosen by destiny. You don't even know how to swing that sword of yours, do you? That is adorable. And what's this I see? Could it be the heroic prince has an erection? Oh, your cock has risen so much. Look at it, standing so firm and full. Oh, now, don't blush. I would be blind if I didn't know how I can appear to humans. My overwhelming strength and size, dwarfing even the most fully grown humans. My breasts, so full and plump, large enough to engulf your entire head. My hips wider than your shoulders, and with an ass so large and soft, I could crush your whole body beneath it. I think I'd be awfully aroused as well, if the bane of my existence looked as nice as I did. Some find this body of mine to be quite lewd, but you are not just attracted to me. You are in love with me, aren't you? Naughty little prince. I think I've made a decision. I won't be killing you, little hero. No, I think you're too precious to do something like that to. Instead, I believe I'll be keeping you as my personal little toy for whatever I so well please. What do you think of that? No. Oh, come on now. Don't act like that. What about instead if I were your mommy? Oh, look at you, looking up to me with such surprise. Methinks my dear prince has a little fetish. What's wrong? Did the queen never come to spend time with you, my darling boy? Was the king too rough and mean with you, making you wish you had a mommy to come spoil you? Oh, don't look so surprised, dear. Archdemon of lust, remember? I can tell all of your fetishes and fancies just from a mere glance over you. I don't mind, truly. I don't. You enjoy seeing me as your master, your caregiver, your mommy. And I, to see you as a precious, pretty little prince, who is so easily broken by my whims. And I know what you want next from me. You want this. Oh, straddling you on the floor and pinning you under my voluptuous, demonous body. Oh, you look so scared. What's the matter, huh, honey? Is a legendary hero scared by an evil goddess? I told you, I'm not just an evil queen or some monster. I'm your demoness goddess mommy, okay? I promise I'm not going to do anything to hurt you. Now, I might devour on your soul and damn you to a realm of lust that no good boy could possibly survive with their mind intact. But above all else, I just want you to feel good and cared for. And that's what you want, right? So relax, okay? You don't belong to that kingdom anymore. You belong to me. You belong to mommy. Let me show you, first and foremost, by letting my demoness cunt swallow this cock. Oh. Oh, feel that, little prince. All those juices gushing and squirting all over your cock. Oh, no human pussy could ever feel this good or this fucking warm and tight. Oh, no. No, no. Only the pussy of a demoness, and only a demoness who loves you, could feel this otherworldly and pleasure. Oh. Oh, heaven's gates could not compare to the squeezing, soft, puffy lips between my thighs. Oh, that's right, little prince. Did you hear that? I love you. Honestly, the fact that you had the gall to make it through this trap-infested dungeon was a sign of your bravery. But then, seeing you still resist, even though you're so cute and easy to toy with. I knew then and there, I had to have you. And guess what, little prince? A little something special about demoness pussies like mine. If you come inside them, you become enslaved by them. That's right. Your soul, your body, your mind, it all becomes mine. Never to disobey, never to run away. What are you looking at, dear? Oh, I see. It's my breasts, isn't it? You wish to drink of mommy's demon milk? Then go ahead. Oh, my. Oh, either you're going through my castle has left you thirsty, or you are truly starving for the taste of my tits. Be careful, though, little prince. Archdemon milk is chock full of natural pheromones and can be so addictive. You may never drink anything else ever again. I suppose I should have told you that before you started trying to chug milk from my tits so greedily. Whoops. Poor thing. You might get addicted to drinking from mommy, huh? It's okay, dear. It's okay. These breasts are where you belong now. So just give in. Such a precious little thing like you. Oh, mommy loves you so much. Mommy loves how easily she can control you and make you into her little servant. Even as she's grinding and milking this cock, and after she's promised to doom your entire world, you're still so loving for me. That kingdom must not have taken good care of you, have they? So obsessed with gods and religion. No time for play at all. That just means you and I have a lot of time to make up for, my little baby prince. Oh, are you moaning? Are you getting close? Well, we can't have that, can we, baby boy? Oh, that? Well, I just put a little magical resistance spell on your cock. You shouldn't be able to come unless you truly want to now. And you remember what coming means, right? It means you are enslaved to your mommy forever. And I'm not going to stop either. I'm going to keep riding and milking this cock for however long I wish. Do you want to ever go home again? Or do you want your mommy to have you all to herself? Such a unique decision for you, isn't it? And every slurp and suckle you take from my breasts, and all that demon milk filling your tummy, it's going to make it all the harder for you. Oh, I can feel you're bucking your hips, little prince. Are you submitting to mommy? Is that it? Then come on, baby. Come. Come and give your soul and your life to me from now on. That's it. That's it. Oh, come for me. Come. Oh. Oh. Oh, there it is, baby. That's a good boy. Oh, and look at that. You see this little sigil marked on your chest here? That's my sigil. It means you belong to me now. Oh, don't look so scared. You wanted this, remember? And mommy wants you too. No. Oh, you don't get to leave, baby boy. I told you. I'll ride this cock for as long as I wish. Oh, I don't care if you've come already. Now I want mine. And good boys don't disappoint mommy, do they? Oh, that's it. Just lie back and let mommy get off on you. Oh, I don't believe it. I finally won. I have the entire world to myself now, all because I managed to fuck the holy prince. And now he's all mine. You hear that, baby boy? You belong to mommy. You're all mine, and I'm never letting you go. You'll be my infernal love forever and ever. Oh, and I'll have this, this cock to myself every night, and you'll be in my arms forever. Oh, what a wonderful prize for all my hard work. A cute young man who fell in love with me at just a glance. Come again if you wish. I'm not stopping until I do. Fuck, this human cock is pretty nice. I think I might be close to coming already. Are you going to orgasm again? All right then, baby boy. Come again, this time with mommy. You belong to her now. So show her how much you love being mommy's little prince and come. Come with me. Come. Oh, yes. Oh, my dear little prince. You must be simply worn out. Oh, come. Why don't you and I retire to my chambers? You've had such a long day. Mommy will carry you to her bed. We shall cuddle up under the covers, and we can get to know one another properly. You can trust me. Trust your mommy now. Let your mommy care for you after all the hard work you've done. You won't need to worry about that kingdom of yours anymore. Just rest in my arms and let me care for you. Such a good little prince you are. Perhaps this is what the prophecy meant after all.